10K1A special hour number three as we are broadcasting live from Olympia. Rob Francis here on the Capitol campus. And joining us right now in studio, Senator Keith Gaynor from the 12th District. Been around government for quite a bit, from the county level to the state house, now state senate, and assistant ranking member on the state transportation committee. We haven't dove into transportation yet this afternoon, so I'm glad you're here because Governor Ferguson tackled an issue that certainly has been a pain for a while, and that's the ferry system. There has been significant issues with the ferry system for a number of years, and then, of course, Governor Inslee wanted to go electric and the cost of those and disrepair the current fleet. What were your thoughts on Governor Ferguson's press conference yesterday regarding the direction he wants to take the ferry system, and do you think that there is an ability to improve where we are in a reasonable amount of time? Yeah, I know. There's a lot to unpack there.
Well, honestly, I was glad to hear what he said. He made that mention of that in his inaugural address to the legislature, and that was the day after outgoing Governor Inslee, you know, had told us how everything was so wonderful in the state of Washington. And then, you know, Governor Ferguson came in. He addressed a number of things. He said, yeah, we got issues. And not the least of it is the transportation system as a whole. I mean, the whole infrastructure of the state of Washington is in really in state of disrepair. And the ferries really kind of highlight that. And my feeling for the 7 years that I've been here in the legislature, coming in on the Transportation Committee in the House, you know, I thought, you know, this is a commitment that we've made, is to provide ferries as part of that Washington State transportation system. Been around for, you know, decades, you know, and we know what the expectations are. We know what kinds of vessels we need to have. And we also know that, you know, the funding is a challenge. And so when we embarked on this electric thing, where it's literally hundreds of millions of dollars more per vessel with no measurable benefit, you know, why were we doing this? Well, to hear, you know, Governor Ferguson say, you know, we're gonna get practical here. We had a couple of conversations here 3 years ago about, you know, we need to get just new diesel vessels. And the way the diesels are nowadays, you know, if you're concerned about the climate and the emissions and everything, they are not the diesels of the past. I mean, the way they operate, they're so much cleaner, but they're very efficient and they're very dependable. And that's the thing that, you know, when you're talking about putting in a whole new electric grid almost for these ferries at each, it's millions of dollars to put the chargers in at each terminal, and then hopefully you get the you have the predictable life out of that battery going across the water kind of thing. I mean, it just did not make sense, because we have an obligation to the people. And in order to fulfill that, we need to make practical decisions. And I believe this is the direction, at least a better direction. Honestly, I'm hopeful that we can just, you know, go to the builders and say, you know, we want good, solid ferries. What can you do for us? And I believe if we gave them the opportunity to put together the most efficient ferry, they would come up with a design, as something they could build. Because actually what we're asking them to do is design a whole new ferry. Because we went out worldwide trying to even lease ferries, and you couldn't find ferries and with the specifications that we were putting out. So I think there's hope. And I do hope that, you know, this year we can actually leave a very positive direction to remedy that ferry issue that we have.
You know, we know the cost of anything gas power is going to be significantly less than anything that's all electric. So ballpark idea of what we're looking at for new gas powered, for new diesel ferries.
Well, the new diesel ones, I believe it's somewhere, and maybe I'm thinking of the hybrid diesels, even about $200 million. And we were talking more like $400 million for an electric. So it wasn't, you know, it was roughly double, you know, and as I said, they were designing them from scratch. And that was part of the problem, is that you had so much involved. You couldn't find anybody that would do it, because we were asking them, please design us a ferry, get it on the water, and then you take all the responsibility for whatever happens. Because they didn't, you know, we're asking them to come up with a prototype, which is, you know, typically you're still experimenting, and that's costly, but they were supposed to share, you know, shoulder the burden for whatever didn't quite work out right. So, you know, we didn't have any bidders initially, and then to go back and try and do it again, I mean, it it really is a much more practical direction that Governor Ferguson has taken us.
Senator Keith Gaynor from the 12th District joining us here on the Bottom Line. He's assistant ranking on transportation. You know, the only tax that we have that's absolutely 100% earmarked is the gas tax, and it goes into transportation. And there is talk, because of the declining gas tax revenue, of trying your road usage or, you know, something else to try and add to that. However, the talk around a road usage charge doesn't get earmarked the same way as the gas tax, which means it may wind up getting spent for something else, may wind up going to transportation. Unless it's earmarked, I have questions. Always have questions when it comes to where it's going to be spent or how it's going to be apportioned. But with the declining revenue for the gas tax and needing money for transportation, what are some of the things that are being talked about that will help with that infrastructure and help build or take things out of state of disrepair?
Well, before I address that, I want to just point out that the motorist is paying a lot more than a gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying for that actual product, and then they're putting that carbon fee on top of that. And that's anywhere, you know, talked about 70 to, in my experience, from Idaho to, Washington, there are places it's over a dollar difference. So my point is that the motorist is paying for things that they're not getting a return on. They're putting, you know, money that a lot of people think, well, it's going to the roads. Well, it's not. It's going to bike paths. It's going to transit. It's not going to things that is actually putting a new layer of pavement down or building a project. That's not happening with that money. So at this point, the motorist is already, in my opinion, heavily burdened. And now we're going to say, we don't want to talk about that extra charge that we're putting on there that you're not getting benefit for. We want to charge you for the road miles that you travel. Well, you know, we're going to have to come up with a revenue system. But to me, part of that revenue package should include those carbon fee cents per gallon going toward the roads rather than toward, you know, as I said, bike paths and trails. I mean, we have to be realistic here. The user of those roads is getting significantly overburdened by what they're having to pay for the return on their investment.
So, well, and the guy on the bike path isn't paying anything.
No, he's not. And that's the same way with transit. Transit doesn't pay anything. And we have to, you know, even if we went and we didn't have a car on the road, those buses still need a road to travel on.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's something that's been in the back of my mind for a long time. As one of our local governments just added 0.1% to the sales tax to take care of roads. Why doesn't transit, I don't know anybody that asked transit to pay into road care. Is there something in at the state level that prevents transit from paying into, because they live off tax dollars? I've never heard of anybody asking them to give some of those tax dollars back to help maintain the roads that they drive on more than anybody else.
Well, you may hear that this year.
I hope so.
Because, you know, seriously, that is one of the things that should be on the table as far as a revenue package if we're going to be charging anybody. Because there are a lot of things that we're talking about in trying to fill. Right now we have $1 billion that we have to come up with. And that's not even addressing the $1 billion per year that we're falling behind on maintenance and preservation. So there's some real challenges that we have, and everything should be on the table. Now, as I say that, when you talk about going back to the Climate Commitment Act, that was all about transit and these other non-pedestrian and non-motorized conveyances, whether they be, you know, trails or whatever. And so, you know, if that's really where we're investing our money, then we should be getting revenue from the people that are utilizing that. And so if we're going to say transit is important, well, as I said, you have to have an infrastructure for transit, and that should be part of the conversation. That has to be factored into what we want. I mean, people say, oh, it's great to have transit. Well, at what cost? Because we if you look at what all the transit agencies, and we are looking at it, what they're charging and what they're getting from the state to keep them afloat, there isn't a transit that is actually making money. And it's all dependent upon, you know, the state, you know, offsetting, you know, their costs and stuff. So I think it's important for us to take a good hard look at we have to make things cost effective.
Senator Keith Gaynor from the 12th District, appreciate your time this afternoon, sir. Thanks for coming in and talking with us. And hopefully we get to talk to you again soon, especially when it comes to the transportation issues, because Yeah, they're incredibly important, and we don't dedicate enough time, I think, to them. So right. Love to talk to you again. Take a quick time out. Come back with more from Olympia. Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.